What up, people? This is another episode of Just Talking with Sam. Just Talking with Sam. Once again, I am your host, Sam. I'll be helping y'all out with the whole Just Talking with Sam program. Alright, why should you listen? We're still trying to figure that out. I'm four, maybe five episodes into this thing, and I just don't really know. Only thing I know, I'm the true voice of radio, and terrestrial radio sucks. Yeah, I said it. Terrestrial radio sucks. This week, I want to do something I ain't tried to do in a long time. Man, I am trying to barrel through as many questions as I can. Also, I'm a guy. Let me give a little backstory of who I am. My name is Sam. I'm the host of the Just Talk with Sam show. And the point of this show is for me to help people. And what that means is people send me questions via email at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Once again, that's justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. And I try the best I can to answer them. And the best way I can is answer them knowing as well. So we're going to do this a little bit differently. This is called the Speed Round Show. Speed Round Show is when I try not to be as long-winded as possible and answer as many questions as I can. And if I don't get to your questions, I'm sorry. I'm just doing the best I can. I'm not trying to hurt y'all, but we'll get to it. It's just a lot of people. We're going to start off with the first question. The first question is, Sam, most legitimate talk shows have theme music. Where's the musical accompaniment of your show? Well, I'm glad you asked that one. Well, this was sent by usually I give the names of the people who do it, but this one was just signed anonymous. Alright, anonymous. This is only an hour show, dog, so putting music in this will just help. It just would eat up more time than what I got. But for you, anonymous, for you personally, I will make this the musical show. Starting with the introduction of my man, my co-host, the guy I haven't done a show without, and I don't plan on doing a show without. His name is Captain Morgan. Musical accompaniment. Captain Morgan! Captain Morgan! Alright, anonymous, I hope you're happy with that. One more time. Captain Morgan! Okay. Next question. Actually, let's follow up from last week. Maris. This comes from Maris. Maris says, kids are a treasure. The advice you gave last week is wrong on so many levels. You should tell this guy who just had his children that he should be looking forward to the great moments instead of telling him things bad that's going to happen. Alright, Marty's, first of all, where do you get off? Look, granted, kids are great in the long run, but in the short run, kids are just assholes. You know that. If you got kids, you will know. I'm just sorry. You gotta talk about the good, you talk about the bad. I told him some good stuff gonna happen. I don't know what those goods is, cause I don't know what the fucking parent he is. I don't know what type of parent he's gonna be. I mean, the general, it's just, it is what it is. I'm just giving him general information. What he does with his business is just whatever he does. It's his kids. I don't tell him. I mean, the only way he gonna be, have cool kids if he's not a punk ass parent. And the only thing I can do is help him with punk ass parent football. Pitfalls. Mistakes punk ass parents make. Some of those mistakes is giving them punk ass names. You don't give your kid a name that little. I'm tired of goddamn littles. Little Jerry, little Mike, little whatever. You know kids grow up too. Little Cyrus, I actually heard little big man, if you can believe that. Anyway, I know it's a nickname, but kids grow up. You can't be little all his life. Another one, don't talk to your kids. You got TV, you got text, they can't raise your kids. They did a pretty good job raising me, but it's too much dumb shit on TV now. You got reality TV. People don't even write fucking shows no more, so what do you want for them? And you got, I know it sounds corny, but have a little motherfucker read a book. Have him read a book. You got text messages ruining the English language. Before 2000, anytime somebody texts you something that says OMG, LOL, ROFL, it was just gibberish. You gotta stop all this shit before your kid turns into an Arcade Fire listening, skinny jeans wearing hipster working at fucking Best Buy. How is that? Am I in the ballpark? Is that how you supposed to raise kids? Alright then. I'm glad I can help my ideas with that. Oh, Jerry. Okay, next question. Jerry. Sam, I like your show, but one of the funniest episodes was Kimmy the Moocher, but it's not on your site anymore. How can I get old shows? You can always get old shows if you email me at gmail.com. My web guy, we're still trying to work that out. We're trying to get where you can get every show, but as of right now, it's just the newest shows, and then from there, you can just email me for whatever show you want at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Good question. Alright, Drew pretty much wants to know my views on the NFL draft. Oh, let me just read the fucking letter. Okay. Sam, I see that you are knowledgeable when it comes down to football, and do you have any views on the upcoming NFL draft, mainly Tim Tebow? Alright, first of all, Drew, no, I don't. My views as far as it's simple. NFL draft and the season right now is just prelims. It's just the closest to gay the NFL is ever going to get right now in this part of the season. It's all it is just gossiping. This is just a bunch of 40-year-olds gossiping about a bunch of 20-year-old athletes. Meanwhile, these same 40-year-olds ain't played a fucking down of football in their life. Until the season starts, I try to ignore all the talking. But for right now, I am looking towards other sports. I am deep into the basketball playoffs. I'm a Detroit guy. I want my Pistons to do something, but real talk, I don't too much see that happening. So I'm looking towards the West. Two teams out of the West I really want to do something. Kobe, I got to root for my man Kobe. But really, I really die hard I want the Suns to do something because a lot of, I share a little piece of me. I'm a diehard Steve Nash fan. The only problem is, I know in my heart this motherfucker will never get a ring. He just won't. And it bothers me. This shit happened in Dallas. This shit happened with the Suns. There's something always stopping him from getting a ring. If they gave an individual fucking ring, he should get it. Two-time MVP, he should get a fucking ring. But until then, sorry, man. He's just going to be one of the people who slip through the cracks. Try to get a trade to L.A., and then all is right with the world. Okay, let's move on to the next question. Tracy X, you... Sam, I love your show. Thank you, Tracy. And I don't know if it's a dude Tracy or female Tracy, but fuck it. Thank you. But you're dead on about a lot of things. Do you have any thoughts about fixing this economy? Damn, man. Really? I get 4 fucking episodes and y'all asking me the tough questions? It's bad enough last show I had to name a nigga dick. But, okay. Alright. You want to fix the economy? Build a fucking thing. Build one big fucking thing. When you build something big, you build something because you got to pay the people to build it. When you pay the people to build it, those people build the thing, and then that thing has things in it, which generates money. And when that thing has things that generates money, people get that money and spend that money. And when that spends, and when those people who built the thing in the thing that made the thing spend the money, then that pushed that economy up because people are now generating money through that economy, because when you generate more money in that economy from the big fucking thing, other little things from the big fucking thing gets built, which makes the economy works. Boom. But that's just how you do it. Granted, it's a simplified version of that, but all you gotta do is find one guy who has enough money to buy the big fucking thing in the first place. And when he builds the big fucking thing, that's when the economy is gonna show up. You can't put it in programs because people are always pinching off the top. But I'm going to save the rest of that because that is for my very special conspiracy show. If I can say the fucking word. Conspiracy show. The reason. Fuck, I've been drinking Captain Morgan since this thing started. And I'm not going to start. Remember, Anonymous, we're keeping it musical. I'm going to hum while I drink Captain Morgan. All right. Okay. Walt has a question. Am I going too fast? I think I'm going too fast. You know what? If I don't read your question, fuck it. Sorry. Try to catch me next show. I think I'm going too fast, and a lot of people ain't getting this show that they deserve. So I don't start it right with Walt. Walt says, "My," I like this. Hold on. All right. Let me get this. My girl. Okay, I can't read ahead, but all right. I'm just gonna read it out. My girl is trying to take my porno, but I talked her out of it. Good man, Walt. Good fucking man, Walt. Okay, back to the letter. Now I convince her that we have to make a trade. Every time I watch porn, I have to watch a girl channel, like Lifetime or Oxygen, etc. Should I take the trade? No. No, fuck that. No, no, Walt. Do not take that. That is a bad trade. That is a bad trade. Let's face it. Tell your lady, you know what? A lot of people hide behind my show so I can tell. Look, every guy needs some form of porn. They do. Not a criminal amount, just enough to get you by the day. And I don't know if you're married, I don't know how long y'all been together, but you need it. You need it just so you know there's other people out there, but you're not cheating. It's the fine line. And if you don't have porn, if you listen to me, if you still, like, I don't have a lot of porn, you have what is called a spank bank. Ask a guy about it. What the spank bank is porn memories. It is a piece of your brain dedicated to porn that you've either done for real by ex-girlfriends, one-night stands, any porn that you may have done in real life or that you've seen on TV that it was such... You know what the spank bank is? It's the thing that gets you to fuck your girl when you don't want to fuck your girl because you remembered about the good time you did fuck your girl. That's what you have in your brain. It's called, the simplified name of it is called the spank bank. Or, you know, people got other nicknames. I call mine a spank bank. Yes, I don't give a fuck if my girl list is not. I have a spank bank. I had this talk with her. It's not a thing about her. It's just, I have enough porn in the house just to get me by. And that's just what it's going to be. That's a bad trade. Do not make that trade. It's not an equal trade. Another reason it's not an equal trade, you gotta, I don't know. Nobody watches a whole porn. I think the you watch enough until, and just to kill the urge. Every guy got the urge in them. You watch enough just to kill the urge, and when you kill the urge, you shut the shit off. You don't need it anymore. You don't watch it like a motion picture movie. This isn't Scarface. This isn't Goodfellas. You don't sit down. There's no plot. There's no, don't watch that for that. You watch it for the general fuck the fucking. You just want to see somebody fuck, even if it's not you. That's it. That's just what it is. You just want to see two people get down. If it's girl on girl, guy and girl, whatever, you just want to see somebody get down. So it's not an equal trade. What you need to do, dude, what you need to do, Walt, is find something equal. Because they don't make porn for women. The best thing you're going to get for porn for women is get a tape of you listening. Just get a tape of you just saying, that's right, for about an hour, hour and a half. Because, well, you know, porn for women, they don't get the same satisfaction. Obviously, only get the same satisfaction if, you know, she asking you to trade. Porn for women is just somebody listening to her because you ask her how her day is going, and that's a 45 fucking minute conversation. Women just need someone to talk to, but not necessarily agree with them. So, just tape yourself. You got a camcorder. Just tape yourself just agreeing the shit for about an hour and a half. And that's the trade. And let's face it, girl porn would be dumb. It would be. It wouldn't be like, because I've seen Lifetime channels and I've seen, like, the little gay channels. Women need, like, that may be Anonymous. Because Anonymous called me and told me I need theme music. Porn will have theme music, and not the theme music we grow to know and love. I mean, lyrics. How would a porn song go? I can take a song from my man B. Vaughn, but hold on, let me take a sip of Captain Morgan. Me and him are going to sit down and think of a porn for women theme song. Okay. Remember, Anonymous, you need music. Here's more music. Porn theme song for women. Ready? Go. Penises and lollipops. Penises that just won't stop. Big fluffy penises that just won't stop. Unicorn on top. There you go. That's a porn theme song for women. And if you missed it, you don't have to rewind it. I'll do it one more time because, well, let's face it, I'm a little bit drunk. Penises and lollipops. Penises that just won't stop. Big fluffy penises and just won't stop. Unicorn on top. You gotta have the fucking unicorn. I don't know, women like unicorns. It started off with little girls. Unicorn on top. Fuck y'all if y'all call me gay, nigga. Y'all gonna be humming that shit at work. Y'all just not gonna know what to fucking say. Y'all gonna be humming that shit at work. Wherever y'all listen to my podcast. Alright, let's move on to the next question. This is a question I should have answered last show. This is a humdinger right here. But this is my man Frank. I gotta answer this question for Frank because I need to dedicate some time to this. Frank, he writes, "Hi Sam, I heard your show. And I'm going to say it right now, I'm a white guy." That always makes me laugh. I mean, well, I did, alright, 2 shows ago, a little backstory, I did tell kind of white people to stop listening. But that was just for that 1 show. I told them to stop listening because this motherfucker went off. I don't want all white people to feel the rest. Alright, fuck it. Email me at gmail.com if y'all want to see. JustTalkWithSam@gmail.com if y'all want to hear that episode. But anyway, I did tell white people not to listen. Yes, it's safe for white people to listen again. Alright, anyway, my question is, how and when can I use the N-word? Cap, let's get Cap Morgan in here. Okay, white guy. I'm not going to yell at you. At least I'm going to try not to. But god damn, it's just like white people. It's just like white people. Don't y'all got enough stuff? Don't y'all got enough stuff, man? Y'all don't need the N-word. In short, alright, let's answer your question. In short, do not use the word nigga. Don't say it. Don't think it. Don't get your kids to say it. Don't do it. Not because, you know, it's ours. Not just because it's ours. Because it is. I'm saying this because you don't know what type of black folks you're going to be around. And you don't know what type of Uncle Tom white people you got. Yes, I found out there are Uncle Tom white people. It's like reverse racism. It's since the word nigga is so hard to, like, it's the scarlet letter. Since you guys want to say it so much but can't say it, the white community hates on other white people for using the word nigga because they can't say it. They call him a racist. I love it. I've seen 2 white people get in this argument. It's when a white person call another white person a racist, or fuck it, a black person, or anybody calls a white guy a racist, it's like the scarlet letter, because even though you call them that shit, you cannot prove it. So the only thing they can say is, I'm not a racist. I gave to the United Negro College Fund. And then you say, you use the word nigga. And then that's the end of it. But the deal, I don't want you to say it. Not because of some political views or some shit like that. I gotta be honest. I really don't give a fuck if you use the word or not. It's just, you don't want to use it because you don't know what type of black dude you're gonna run into. There's your people, like myself, who is a bit, disingenuous. I really don't care. As long as you kind of got something to say, or you got something worthwhile to say, I really wouldn't care if you say it. I'm a context guy. In the context of what you say it, if I don't like it, if you say it or not. But you're not gonna run into too many indifferent people like me who listen to context. Most black people are list black people. What a list black person is, we're not racist, the list black people. I got a lot of them in my family. What the list black person does is, we listen to white people for important words. We don't listen to the whole thing. We listen for words. We listen for racial epithets, money, wife, fidelity, and a job. And if anything you say does not make that list, we don't really give a fuck what the fuck you gotta say. What do you think people love Rachel Ray? I mean, She says, blah, 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 food. Blah, 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 yada, yada. Black people really love Rachel Ray because of this shit. We got the list. She makes the... Oh, I'm sorry. Food is on the list, obviously. Because no one gives a fuck when she frying up fish. We don't care. We really don't give a fuck. But if that list, if you say one of them buzzwords, you get around your people, Frank, and you say that word, you say nigga. And I assure you, Frank, nigga is on that list. You run the risk of getting your ass whooped. You know what's so fucked up? You can't even say... You can't even... Not only do I not want you to say nigga, I don't want you to say the phrase, the N-word, because that's your little trick way of saying nigga. Because words, what words do, when you give words power, like nigga, you try to say it, but you're not saying it. You're saying the N-word. So when you say the phrase, the N-word, what words do is supposed to paint a picture and the person's brain in which you're talking to. So if you say N-word, I automatically know you mean nigga. So you should say nigga. But don't say nigga because you may get your ass whooped. Because nigga is one of those buzzwords of what we just talked about. I just don't understand whiteies. Sooner or later, I'm making a declaration on this show right now. I will have a white guy on this show. Because I need to fucking find out how good it is to be white. How good is it to be white? I just need to know. Because y'all love to give and take shit. Because of y'all own shortcomings. It's not the fact that y'all want to legal... Like the nigga with the porn a minute ago. You don't want to trade because it's fair. You want to trade because you can't do it. Let's face it. Y'all shortcomings. You can't dance, so you took control of the record industry. You can't run, so y'all took swimming. I'm telling y'all white people right now, the word nigga is non-negotiable. It is non-negotiable. It's too powerful in the black community. Nigga is like, the word nigga is like Coca-Cola. It's a hit wherever it goes. You could go in another country, say nigga, you know exactly what the fuck you mean. Just like Coca-Cola. You know what nigga is. I could go to fucking China right now and say the word nigga, and you know what I'm talking about. Don't say it, man. Just Frank, to save yourself, to keep it. Nigga's so powerful in the black community, we tried to bury it, and it got up alive and kicking like a healthy horse. Man, Jesus didn't come back from the dead that quick. That quicker than nigga. Nigga didn't even get buried. You just kept putting dirt on it and shook it off and walked away. It's alive and kicking. Look, another thing. I'm not trying to crush your racism, but you can't be it. You don't want the scarlet leather. You don't want the, and don't do the typical white guy shit when they can't say nigga and they can't say N-word, where you start off a sentence by saying, I don't mean to be racist, but. That don't stop you from the racist shit you about to say. I actually had, when I was in college, I had a, young lady, I'm not gonna throw her name out there, who's a friend of mine, white girl, been white all her life. And she just said, I don't mean to be racist, but. And then, you know that but got some shit to go with it. But let me say, she's like, I don't mean to be racist, but. Black people really do love fried chicken. And what was more fucked up, I was actually eating a two-piece at the time, and I just looked at her. I'm like, she's like, look at you! You do! And I'm like, I can't hit her. I just had to tell her, don't say that shit to anyone else. That's when I found out I was indifferent. That's when I found out I was one of those indifferent black people who look for the context, because I knew what she was trying to say, but didn't immediately react to the shit. So, That's why I didn't hit her. But if I was one of those list motherfuckers, that would have been an ass whooping. A list black person, that's your ass whooping right there. So, Frank, I hope we covered a lot of subjects. Oh shit, I gotta kinda make this musical, for Anonymous, since Anonymous needs music. Cap, help me out. Don't be quick, don't be limber. If you want to walk around, don't say nigga. There you go. That's my song for Frank. Okay. Ooh. We have reached the Just Talking with Sam podcast first. I have read two letters from the same person in the same show. Check this out. Remember my niece a couple minutes ago who was just hoeing me saying I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about when it comes down to kids? Yeah, I'm going to enjoy this. Amadis, second time around, right? Since you are so critical of women, where's all the good men? You know what, motherfucker? This is the second time you try to hold me on my own show. I shouldn't even answer your punk-ass question. You know what? I'm not going to answer your punk-ass question. Cap is. Let me get another sip. All right, Anonymous, let me help you out. Captain Morgan. Captain Morgan. All right. We're going to answer this question. Where's all the good men? All right, first of all, Mighties, shouldn't be answering your punk ass. But anyway, Mighties, there is no such thing as good or bad men anymore. It's past the 90s. There's shades of gray. It's shades of gray. There's no black and white. It's shades of gray. You get what works for you. I mean, the first show, I said y'all got too much self-esteem, and you're right. I see I was right. I mean, y'all all want different things. Let's face it, women are attracted to different things. Remember the old song? Oh, shit, that works. I could sing the song. Remember the song from Alicia Keys that says, "Who can measure a woman's worth?" Guess what, Alicia? I can. I can tell you what a woman's worth is. And remember that old song by R. Kelly where it says, "You remind me of my Jeep." All right, Anonymous, is that enough musical for your ass? Is that enough music, or do I have to sing the rest of this fucking podcast? Excuse me. All right, Mighties. When it comes down to that shit, R. Kelly's right. Women are like Jeeps. That's how we relate to y'all. And when y'all talk about what a woman's worth is, you're looking at it the wrong way. See, when women look at men, y'all look at us. Y'all look at us like value. Women look at men like baseball cards. Y'all look at us. Y'all say, "Hey, I got a Sam rookie card. It ain't worth shit now. Nah. But since it ain't worth shit, I'm going to take it home. I'm going to put it in my binder. I'm going to put some plastic over it. And I'm going to keep it warm for a good 6-7 years. And I'm going to take it back to the same store I bought it from. And then it's going to be worth something." Bullshit, nigga. Follow your sixth sense. If you knew the nigga wasn't shit then, there's a very good chance that nigga ain't going to be shit later. I'm not saying go judge every man and say they ain't shit, but if the writing's on the wall, goddammit, he got 2 6-year-olds that ain't twins. Motherfucker, that guy ain't shit. This nigga ain't had a job since Reagan was president, and the same Jordans he had went out of style and came back in style, and this nigga has not made a visit to Foot Locker, it's a very good chance he ain't shit. Follow your first mind. But not y'all. Not y'all. You treat him like a fucking baseball card. When you treat him like the goddamn baseball card, this nigga has been not shit in your life for years and have been taking you down. Taking down your woman's worth, says Alicia. And then you're worthless. It took down and you got all crow's feet and shit and you can't deal with it. So guess what? Men are not like baseball cards, but somehow y'all want to think of us like we are, like we're going to go up in value because we hang with you. Nigga, you ain't shit. You ain't shit. You ain't shit versus finding a nigga who ain't shit. People find people just like those people. What men are attracted to in women, this is why R. Kelly's right. You do remind me of my Jeep. Because women are like cars. Sorry. I'm not trying to put y'all like a thing, but I just need to relate this to y'all. Women are like cars. We know the second we take y'all off the dealership, y'all go down in value. That's just how it works, man. Women, an old woman does not look like an old man. I know black don't crack. But this is for all races. White, black, Filipino, whatever the fuck race you are. This cross the board right here. Y'all don't age well. Y'all get up. Y'all get dried up. Y'all get wrinkles. Y'all look like the Crypt Keeper. It's sad. Meanwhile, black man look all distinguished and old and wisdomy. That is a word. That is a Sam podcast word. Wisdomy. That means he has wisdom. That also means I've been drinking a lot of Captain Morgan. Captain Morgan! And, yeah, he looks wisdomy. Let's face it, you ever talk to an old man and see how he talks about his wife? It's like he's talking about it. I actually talk to an old man. I got a couple of old guys I kick away at the barbershop. It's like they're talking about their cars. Last old man I talked to about his wife, he was like, yeah, you know, I had to come to the barbershop because I took my wife to the shop. You know, she got the dye job, fixed them drooping headlights. And then when I got there, I feel like her grill was broken, had to straighten that up. When I straightened up the broken grill, heard some rattling in the truck. We're going to get something for that and tighten that up. You know, and then when I get home, I'll clean that undercarriage. After that, you know, she should be cool about 6 to 8 months. I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. He was either talking about his car or talking about his wife. But either way, it works. Either way, it works. So, Maurice, it ain't the fact that there's no good man. This is the fact that you're coming off a little bit desperate. You're coming off. You don't need to know where all the good man is. Just stop looking. You stop looking, you're gonna find one. That's just how it works. You know how they say, watch pot never boils? That's what's happening to you. Because you're on the road to desperation, Maurice. Let's face it. You're calling my podcast emailing my podcast. Also, I gotta throw the email address. JustTalkingWithSam@gmail.com. JustTalkingWithSam@gmail.com. And for anonymous, I will make that a song. JustTalkingWithSam@gmail.com. JustTalkingWithSam@gmail.com. Ooh, yeah. Okay. See that? See, this is why my show doesn't have musical accompaniment. Cause I can't fucking sing. Anyway, the reason being, you're gonna go desperate, Maurice. I see it in your eyes, Maurice. You have a pretty name too. It's fucked up that it's wasted on a person like you who don't know. Pretty name, people. Y'all got it. Maurice. It's like a French, right? It's some kind of Spanish. It's something. It's not like a regular ass name. But anyway, the reason you're on the road to desperate. What you about to do, if I didn't talk about this, you probably would, look at a guy in the club that's cockeyed and, you know, had a couple drinks in him, and then you looking at him all sexy. It's like, I'm gonna make this nigga work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he cockeyed, but he gonna look at me good in his right eye. You don't wanna go down that road, Maurice. Oh, I'm just guessing. And I know this is judging off a paragraph, but you apparently been hurt before. Obviously, you got kids, because anybody with kids wouldn't have came down on me too hard when it came down to the kids thing. So the kids probably dried you up. You're not looking straight anymore. And you just need a man or someone with a cock just to tell you that, it's alright. It's just alright. You know what? Anyone out there who listens to this podcast, I'm sure Maurice isn't the type of person who will listen to this privately. She probably listens to this at work and tell people how full of shit I am. And then secretly still listens to the show just so she could badmouth me. Because that's essentially what you're doing, Maurice. If you're listening to this, somebody with a dick, give Maurice a hug. Please. She needs it. She may reach for it, so watch out. But just give her a hug. Just give her a hug. Just tell her it's going to be all right. And if you're a single man, take her to fucking Applebee's. Get her a couple drinks in her and just let her have. Just give her that female porn that I was talking about where a guy just listens. Just agree with her. Just say, uh-huh, yeah, that's all right. Because that's all she wants. She called him. If she's emailing my show to get me to agree with her, that ship has sailed, nigga, because that's not going to happen. You know what? I have just abandoned the lightning round show. I tried to get through as many questions as I can, but I just like y'all so much. I like y'all's show. I just like people who just got questions and need to answer. And maybe I need to. It's called Just Talking with Sam. It ain't quick answers. Some of this shit does not have a quick answer. And I'm doing it by myself, so, you know, give me a little bit. So, Marty's out. I hope that helps. Just remember, you're a car, not a baseball car. You are a car. Get that oil checked. Oh. Tell this bitch, get her oil checked. Fuck it. We still keep it musical, so. Marty's, get your oil checked with another nigga dipstick. All right. Remember, Frank, I can say nigga. You can't say nigga. You gotta hum it, Frank. You can't say nigga. You gotta with another dipstick. You can't say nigga. All right. Frank is probably calling me a nigga right now. It's funny because you know he's calling me a nigga. You know he's just mad as hell because I said he couldn't say nigga. All right, let's move on to the next question. All right, another woman, Kathy. Kathy writes, "I think my man is cheating. How do I know? And what do I do about it?" I need cap for this one. Because, you know, women can't just... I'm not done with the letter. You know, women can't just answer a question. She can't just ask a question. There's always some backstory that goes with the fucking question. This is the question. Now, here's the story that goes with it. All right, how do I know and what do I do? It all started about 3 months ago. When he went to work and told me he has a new temp secretary. And this new temp secretary was a fresh out of college 22-year-old white girl. Oh shit. And when I went to his office, I saw her and she does look a little attractive, but lately he's been working late. He comes home and he goes straight to bed. I don't know if he's cheating, but I suspect he is. Can you help me? Alright. First off, I don't think. I want to say, with the proof you've given me, he's not cheating. Alright. If attractive 22-year-old white guy. Alright, if he's 22, obviously, just putting how you put it, he's older. He's an older guy. Maybe. I don't know. Let's just assume he's an older guy. If this is a 22 first year out of college white girl, he's not gonna do shit because that's an obvious rape case. He's going to jail for even attempting to fuck her. So he's not gonna do that. So I'm siding with her right now. Just based off the evidence you've given me, he's not cheating. I'm saying he's not cheating. If he is, well, that's something y'all gotta work out. But just based off the evidence given, he's not cheating. So, you went to his job to find out. You didn't go to his job because you love him and all that stuff. You went to be nosy. You need to see what this bitch look like. And that's good. That's good. Believe it or not, that jealousy is what I was talking about. What I need you to do is take that jealousy that you got for this 22-year-old woman who you think is stealing your man. And obviously it's a race thing. You threw the race card out there too tough. It's a white girl. You wouldn't have gave me that detail if you wasn't threatened by the fact she was a white girl. You wouldn't have. So what's happening now is what I want you to do is work on the little things. Everybody cheat for the it's the little things. I talked about the last show when I talked about Tiger Woods' wife. It's the little stuff. Y'all get lazy. Y'all get stuff like that. And he's working late. And since he's working late, he goes home and goes straight to sleep. That's true. He works late. He comes home and go to sleep. That's how it works. So, since he went home and went to sleep, one thing you neglected to do is talk about what time he got to be at the job. So when I come home and I go to work and I've been working late, I'm going to go straight to bed because I got to go right back at that motherfucking job. If you got a secretary, apparently he's doing some inner office shit, and there's nothing more boring than inner office work. I'm sorry, it isn't, because you can't lose yourself in a fucking job. So what's happening is he's probably doing some stuff where he's probably doing some shit. Is he bringing home more money to you? See, that these are questions you need to be asking yourself. If he's bringing home more money and he's doing stuff, that means he ain't spending it on no bitch. And 22-year-old white girl, I'm sorry, but I'm assuming since you threw the race card out there, black guys ain't gonna go for that. Reason being, obvious rape case. If anything happens to her, that is the first motherfucker they're going to. So he's not gonna. If he's smart, he's not gonna do that. But what I want you to do, I want you to work on little things. And some of the little things that you work on are just like, some things can be annoying. I mean, like, just work on the little annoying quirks you got. Just take a look hard look in the mirror and say, what do I do that? Or just ask the motherfucker, what do I do that's annoying? And when you ask him that, stop doing that shit. Don't fight it. Don't say, the reason I do this is because you do this. Women do that shit when faced with adversity. Just say, you know what, goddamn, you know what, that does get a little bit annoying. This is what I mean. You need some you ain't shit friends. Don't blame the man, because then you're going to make him cheat. I mean, stop doing little, like, it's some stuff that's been happening around my house. Like, I love my girl, but one thing she don't do that gets on my goddamn nerves is she don't turn off the fucking TV when she leave room to room. Hell, I gotta be honest with you. If it came down to her cheating so I could cut down on my goddamn electricity, I consider it. I consider stop turning on fucking lights. Shit. You ain't paying for this shit, I am. See, that's annoying stuff. That I gave you, Kathy, I gave you a little piece of what I go through in my life. That makes men cheat. Mainly because y'all get lazy, y'all go stupid, and y'all hang up. And one thing I love about stupid women, y'all get more stupid women that confirms y'all stupid fucking behavior. So stop doing that shit. You know what you get? Get an old woman. And I don't mean one of those old, sedated, church-going women. Because I want you to find an old hoe. Find an old hoe. Old hoe knows how to keep a man because she's ruined so many goddamn homes. She knows what the other woman is doing. So you just sit down and you just let this old hoe follow you. If it is, because obviously if he's going to cheat, it's probably your fault. It's something you ain't doing. Tell her what you used to do and let her follow you around daily now to find out what you ain't doing. It ain't necessarily sexy. It's just you just being you. Maybe the fact that you on his ass about not doing something is making him go to the white girl. And I know one thing a black woman hates is when a black guy goes to a white woman. I wonder why. Black guy, I'll say it. This is why black men go to white women. Because pussy, it doesn't care about race. It doesn't care about race. You are. It's just pussy does. It could be black, white, Asian, Filipino, Mexican. It doesn't have a race. Well, maybe. You hear, like, you know, little racial epithets when you say, you know, I would imagine a white girl gonna throw some racial shit in there, like, you know, fuck me like slave masters coming. You know, who knows? I don't know. But I'm just saying, you don't want it to happen, because that's your worst nightmare. You rather for 100 black women to go after your guy than one white woman. And a 22-year-old white woman at that. A white woman at her prime of fucking. So I hope I helped. So just, you know, get the old hoe, have an old hoe follow you. Or, better yet, get a gay man. Get a gay man. Because one thing, he probably ain't touching you because he tired of talking to you. And just like I told my man earlier, porn for women, other than the gay theme song I came up with, porn for women is just somebody just listening to you a gay man will just listen to you. And he does, like, wrist movements when he does it. So, get a gay man or an old hoe, and you'll find out what you're doing wrong. And guess what? Your husband may appreciate you for it. Not especially because of the gay man, because you already talked out. I know when... Look, I do this now. My daddy did it when I was growing up. Anytime my dad came home from work, or I come home from work, my baby asks, my baby or my mama asks, hey, how was work? The same answer was given every time. It's all right. We're not ignoring y'all. We just don't want to fucking talk to y'all. I don't want to talk to you without fucking talking to you. I mean, I want to go home. I want to sit down, have some Cap Morgan, watch Piece of the Game, take a shit, watch some TV, and then I get into your day. Let me chill first. Let me focus on. So anytime anyone asks, as soon as I walk through the door, the answer is, it's all right. I could have lost a fucking foot at work. My answer will still be the same. It's all right. Women, the second we ask, what y'all do today, y'all, it turns into a fucking monologue about some bitch that you've been working on a job with for the last 10 years trying to destroy you. Nigga, if she ain't did it yet, she ain't gonna. It's like Tom and Jerry with y'all motherfuckers. This woman does not give a fuck about you. But you're not ready to hear that shit. Remember, it's alright. And get a gay man or an old hoe. Okay, let's move on to the next question. Nah, fuck that. I'm sipping some Cap. Captain Morgan. Oh, yeah, I gotta keep the... I gotta keep the music shit going. Captain Morgan. Captain Morgan. All right. Oh, man. Oh, I love this question. Dorian. Dorian X. Yep. Dorian X. I've been trying to get my girl on a diet. Lately, she's been doing some stuff. Over the winter, she has been sitting in the house, not exercising, and slowly gaining more weight. I'm trying to get her on a diet because I love her, and I want her to be around as long as I am. But I can't tell her because that's gonna make her feel bad. I don't wanna hurt her, but I just want her to know that the thing she's doing is unhealthy. How do I do it without hurting her feelings? Oh, goddamn, Dorian, you called the wrong goddamn show for this one. I gotta tell you, Dorian, I'm gonna help you out. But take my advice with a grain of salt, because I don't know how to do this shit without hurting someone's feelings. So, anybody who's out there listening to this podcast, just email me your solution at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Oh, shit, I gotta keep it musical because I'm anonymous. justtalkingwithsam.com. JustTalkingWithSam.com. Alright. Fuck. I don't know how you're gonna do this. Alright, the best way I can say do this, dude, you gotta hurt her fucking feelings. You gotta be straight with her, dog. Be like, hey, baby, I love you. But over the course of the winter, you've been sitting on this couch, watching Lifetime, eating bonbons, and you turned into a big fucking fat ass. I gotta say, if you wanna stay in the house, you can't be a fat ass, baby. You left an ass groove in the couch. You gotta stop leaving ass grooves in the couch. Stop doing that. Okay. That's one approach. That's the approach I probably would've took. Baby, you left an ass groove in the couch. Enough is enough. We're going to the fucking gym. But that's probably what I wouldn't do. That's probably what you shouldn't do, Dorian. The best way to do this, I guess for you, because you don't want to hurt her feelings, is you gotta bring the shit up. There's no way around that shit. But one thing, I guess your girl is just like any other girl. One thing girls really love is vanity. Every girl is vain in some way. I mean, there's a ditty. It's, You know, I've seen girls, you can shoot them, you can stab them, you can do whatever. But if you embarrass them, it's on and popping. You can do all that, but if you embarrass them, you have crossed the fucking line. So the best way you can do this without, like, I don't know, hurting their feelings. Next time you go somewhere, just, fuck it, you don't have to go anywhere. Just get sweet. Just go in your closet and take the best fucking clothes you got. Just get geared and just do shit. Just like how the bitch earlier was thinking her man was cheating. Just make her think you're cheating, but, like, with no evidence. And then she gonna worry about the little shit. I hope she listens to my show. So just go geared. Even if y'all go somewhere together, get geared. Wear the best. Fuck that, nigga. If you changing your oil, you better have gators on. You better cut your grass in a 3-piece fucking suit, nigga. You better be the most geared person in the world, because then she gets a little bit embarrassed. She ain't gonna tell you that you look better than her, because she won't give you the fucking satisfaction of looking good. I know this because I've lived it. She won't give you the satisfaction of living good. What she gonna do, she gonna try to match or beat you. But the problem is, Darion don't make plus size shit. It's a reason why Precious don't advertise for Darion. Can't shit fit her ass. So she's gonna look in the mirror, god damn, I need to lose weight. Why? Not because it's unhealthy. Not because that my man wants me to live longer. She's gonna lose weight just so yo ass won't look good. Just so yo ass, when you go out and get a reservation at whatever restaurant y'all eating at or whatever y'all do, I don't know what y'all do when y'all go out, someone will look at you like, hey. Check it, Dorian. If a woman looks at you, or just get a plan. If a woman looks at you and says the word, it's not necessarily a word, but they gotta say, When they say, that is a signal to the woman you with. That is her saying, I'm finna take your man. At least that's what I've been given. Means that. And you will start a fight. And there's no better way to... maybe that's what you want. You know? Maybe that's what you want, because the best way to work out every muscle in your body is to fight another nigga. Remember, Frank, you can't say nigga. The best way is to fight a nigga. So, just fight people. So, if you get your girl in some fights, yeah, she'll tone up a little bit. I mean... Don't do some obvious shit, dog. Don't go to Lane Bryant, because that is a fat woman store. I'm serious. That was a fat woman store. Remember Takara? She was alright. She was the first attractive plus size model. Then she lost weight, and then they dropped her ass like a hot rock. So don't take her to fatty store. Any store that's for fatties, don't do that. And, you could... Okay. Have her listen to my show. Look, I really hate it when people hide behind my show and stop manning up and stop doing it for yourself, because apparently somewhere around this became a relationship show. Mainly because a lot of people need help with their relationships, or people just are afraid to say some shit, and that I will say. So, have your girl listen to the show. You can go get her. Hold on, I'm finna take a sip of cap. I only got like 5 minutes left in the show, so you better hurry up. I'm finna take a sip of cap. And go from there. Captain Morgan. Alright, she here? Alright, since she here, get her. Alright, Dorian's girl. You gotta listen. It's called plus size, not multiplication size. We understand at one point in time you are attractive, but you're not anymore. He's doing this not because you're a big, huge, honking fat ass. He's doing this because he wants you to live longer. Apparently, Dorian wants a fucking future with you. And your fat ass is stopping it. So, lady, I need you. I, Sam, from the Just Talking with Sam show, is to get on that treadmill and chase it. chase the dreams that you lost but by being fat. I mean, there's some shit that stop you from being a fat ass. Like, you know, the guy you want more than Dorian, yeah, he's on that treadmill. So you chase that carrot, baby. You chase it, and you wipe the tears away while you're running. But the most important thing, you keep running. You keep running and don't stop running until that gut is a six-pack. And then Dorian is going to do something nice. He'd probably even buy you a dress. A dress you can fit. So, yeah. Alright. Get on the treadmill. So, I think I helped someone else with that one. Dorian, that's the way you want to do it. Dorian, until she get on that fucking treadmill, dude, what you want to do, you want to get geared. Just go, put on the best shit you got, and go places. Nigga, it's springtime. It's about to be, you know, a little warm out. I want you to be geared. Go to fish fries. Go to shit that has food. Go to shit that has food and be geared and don't eat shit. And have her eat everything and have people looking at her. Remember, embarrassment will do a lot more than what you trying to do being straight and honest with her. Well, I'm looking at the clock. I don't have enough time to answer all these emails. I will. Just keep listening to the show. If you got more questions, email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. That email address is justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. And I gotta sing something to get out because this is the musical show. I'm drinking Captain Morgan. I'm drinking Captain Morgan cause it makes me high. I'm drinking Captain Morgan now. I'm drinking cause it makes me drunk. Alright, remember, if anyone else has anything to say, don't get bent out of shape, fatties. I'm just talking. It's been Just Talking with Sam. Reach me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com and I'll see y'all next week.